Unit 1, Simen Taf Kuf Pei Beis, Seder Tfilois Aseres Yimei Tshuva V'Rosh Hashanah, the Tfilois of the 10 Days of Repentance and Rosh Hashanah. Kol HaShanah Adam Mispalel HaKel HaKadosh B'Vracha Gimel. Throughout the year when we daven Shemana Esrei, we conclude the third bracha with the words HaKel HaKadosh. U'melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat B'Vracha Yud Aleph. And in the 11th bracha we conclude Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. Except during the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, shebehen tzarech leimer hamelech hakadosh hamelech hamishpat, where the conclusion of these two brachas is different. The third bracha concludes hamelech hakadosh and the 11th hamelech hamishpat. Because during these 10 days, Hashem shows His kingship by judging the world. If a person made a mistake and concluded the third bracha, HaKel HaKadosh, or if he is in doubt whether he in fact said HaMelech HaKadosh, if the amount of time that it would take for a student to ask after the welfare of his teacher to greet his teacher has passed after he has concluded the bracha, and how much more so if he has already started the fourth bracha, he needs to go back to the very beginning of the Shemana Esrei, because the first three brachas are all considered as one bracha. If, however, he remembers his mistake before waiting the amount of time that it would take for a student to greet his teacher, he can straight away say the words HaMelech HaKadosh, and then he is not required to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. V'chein adin ba'amelech hamishpat, the same law applies also with regards to the 11th bracha, HaMelech HaMishpat. V'im nizker l'acha shesha k'dei shir hazeh, however, if he remembers after waiting this amount of time, she'amar melech oyev tzedakah mishpat, and he concluded the bracha in the usual way, melech oyev tzedakah mishpat, ein etzarech l'achzer l'rash. Here he does not require to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei, kivin shehizkir lashon malchus, because still he has mentioned in the regular conclusion the idea of Hashem's kingship. But yesh emrim, there are those, however, who disagree, and they say that de'im nizker koidim shesiyim tefilasei, that if he remembers at some point during the Shemana Esrei before finishing, choyzel rosh birchas hashiva, he goes back to the beginning of the 11th bracha. Ve'im nizker la'achas shesiyim tefilasei, if he remembers only after he has finished the entire Shemana Esrei, choyzel l'rosh, according to this opinion, he goes l'rosh hatfilah, to the beginning of the Shemana Esrei. V'aderech shenisbar b'simen kuf yud zayin, mishum, d'yesh hefresh bein melech oyev tzedakah mishpat la'melech hamishpat. Because according to this opinion, there is a difference between the kingship which is mentioned in the regular conclusion, melech oyev tzedakah mishpat, and the special conclusion for these 10 days, HaMelech HaMishpat. D'b'chol HaShana Tzedakah Iker. Because throughout the year, it is the tzedakah, the charity or the kindness of Hashem, righteousness of Hashem, which is of primary importance. And therefore it comes before Mishpat in the conclusion. Melech Oyev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. But during these 10 days, HaMishpat Iker, it is Hashem's judgment, which is primary, and that's why we do not mention tzedakah, righteousness, in the conclusion of the bracha during these 10 days. So how do we paskin between these two opinions? Safik bracha is lahakel. Since when there is a doubt concerning a bracha, we rule leniently. And therefore, im nizker koidim shisim tefilasai ein tzarech lachzal birchas hashiva. If he remembers before he's finished his Shemana Esrei, he is not required to go back to this bracha. Kedei shelo yivarech safek bracha levatala, so that it shouldn't be that he's making a potential bracha in vain. Aval achas she'akar raglav, however, after if he has finished Shemana Esrei, tov shiyispalo oid pam b'toiras nedava, he should daven Shemana Esrei again, but as a nedava, as a voluntary tefillah. Ve'ein etzarech l'chadish ba'davar, and whereas usually in a nedava one has to add something new in his Shemana Esrei, here he is not required to do so. Kivin shemispalo oisa machmas ha'safek, because he is davening this nedava as a make up for a suffix, a doubt, of which of these two opinions we follow. Im amar tzadik pamim baruch ata Hashem hamelech hakadosh, baruch ata Hashem hamelech hamishpat. If a person said 90 times the conclusion of hamelech hakadosh or hamelech hamishpat, ba'achar kach nistapek loy betfila im amar hamelech hakadosh, and then after saying it 90 times, he has a doubt in his Shemoneh Esrei whether he made the correct conclusion of hamelech hakadosh, nonetheless, according to all opinions, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. And it is not the same as we say in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet with regards to other changes in the Shemoneh Esrei concerning the request for rain. Since when he says the 90 times Hamelech HaMishpat, he is not allowed to say Hashem's name the way it is pronounced, Mishubrach Lebatala, because it's not being said for a Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore would be a bracha in vain. Vim came b'tfilah, and therefore when it would come to the tfilah that he davens bona fide, k'sha'omer es Hashem k'kriyasoi, when he does say Hashem's name properly as it is supposed to be said, hu choizel limudoi loimer akel hakadosh, he will go back to his usual habit and conclude the bracha akel hakadosh, and therefore reciting Hamelech hakadosh 90 times does not help. B'Shabbos tshuva. During the 10 days on the Shabbos of Shabbos Tshuva, and similarly if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, when the Shliach Tzibur says the Bracha Me'ein Sheva on Shabbos night, he says Hamelech HaKadosh instead of Hakel HaKadosh. However, at the conclusion, he concludes only by mentioning Mekadosh HaShabbos, and he does not mention Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur at all. There are those who have the custom of davening the entire Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur while bowing over. However, they are required to stand up straight at the beginning and at the end of every single bracha, before he says the words Baruch Ata, kedei shelo yeh nira kemoisiv al takanos chachamim, she'tiknu Lishchais b'tchilas bracha birchas avos uveseifa uvechilas birchas hayda uveseifa, so that it should not appear as though he is adding to the takan of the chachamim, which was only to bow down at four places during the Shemoneh Esrei, at the beginning and the end of the bracha of avos magen Avraham, and at the beginning and the end of the hayda. I am b'simen kuf yud gimel. In addition, in the bracha of Avos and Hoida, he has to straighten up a few words before he reaches the conclusion, Baruch Ata Hashem. We should bow down at the conclusion, like the Takan of the Chachamim, Mitam Shinisbar Sham, that he's bowing at the appropriate place. Hagaonim tiknu loyma ba'aseres yimei tshuva bebirchas avos zochreinu ubigvurois michamoicha. The Gaonim added extra additions to the Shemoneh Esrei during the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That is, in Birchas Avos we say Zachreinu Lechayim, and in the Bracha of Bigvurois of Mechaya Mesim we add Michamoicha. Ubahayda uchsoiv, and we say uchsoiv l'chaim toivim in the hayda, uvesim shalom besefer, and we say besefer chaim toivim in the final bracha of sim shalom. Vimshachach la'imram v'nizkar koidim shesiyam habracha sheshachach ba, imram b'makim shenizkar. If he forgets to recite any of these additions, and he remembers before concluding that bracha, he says it at the point that he remembers. If he only remembers after he has already said Hashem's name in the conclusion of the bracha, he should no longer say these additions when he remembers it, and he should not go back to the beginning of the bracha either, because of the prohibition of making a bracha in vain. And the reason is because unlike Hakel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, these are only instituted by the Ge'onim. L'chaim Yomer B'Sheva. In Zachrein L'chaim, we say the word L'chaim with a Sheva Tachas HaLamed. V'lo Yomer B'Patach, we don't say L'chaim with a Patach. D'loy L'shtama L'chaim, K'loyma L'chaim. So that it should not sound like we are saying L'chaim, which could be heard or interpreted as L'chaim, not to life. V'yamim ha'elu shem yimei din, and since these days are times of din, of judgment and strictness, tzarech ledakdek ulefaret heitev tfilasoi, we have to be very careful and exact in enunciating the prayers properly. Ava b'shar yimei sashana, but during the rest of the year, anu oimrim v'amideinu malkeinu lachayim, we do say lachayim bepatach, and we're not worried about it being misinterpreted, because the Iker follows the Kavanas Halev, what one has in mind in their intention. And similarly, in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei Zachrein L'chaim, we do not say L'chaim Toivim, only L'chaim. Ad she'agia L'chsoiv L'chaim, until we come to the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, where the addition is Uchasoiv l'chaim toivim. As yoyim l'chaim toivim, then we do say l'chaim toivim. Ki amavakesh tzarech levakesh tchila davar muat, v'achakach moisif v'hoylech. Because when a person makes his request, the way is to begin by requesting something small, and afterwards adding in his request. And therefore, at the beginning we ask only l'chaim, and at the end we ask l'chaim toivim.